Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1108, Weekend Edition. Health equals wealth, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, a very happy Labor Day weekend to those of us in the States. Thank you so much for being here, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and with my commentary at the end. Now, today's author typically writes about personal finance. He's actually a frequent author on Optimal Finance Daily. So, if you like today's episode, definitely subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily. But for now, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to it as we optimize your life. Weekend Edition, Health Equals Wealth, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. This week, I accidentally got sucked into looking through one of those mindless, ad-laden Forbes features on the world's top billionaires. The leader of this flock, the current richest person in the world, is a dude in Mexico called Carlos Slim, with a fortune of about $74 billion. And as it turns out, Mr. Slim is a bit of an optimistic last name. Then I clicked down the list to look at the other people, and I started to notice a pattern. Despite their unimaginable heaps of wealth, as a group, they look far from exceptional in the area of health. If you ask the typical person, even here in the United States, what would you rather have? One, a gigantic amount of money, but be overweight and or frail to the point of needing an elevator to get up to the 6th floor of a building, or two, just a comfortable amount of money and a gold quality, healthy, energetic mind and body that keeps you jumping around, having fun, with no health issues until you're 100 years old. What do you think he or she would say? I haven't formally surveyed any groups myself, but I have a feeling most people would pick the exceptional health option. The good news is, it is much easier for most of us to get exceptional health rather than billionaire wealth. All you need to do is keep your body doing something other than sitting in a chair for a few hours a day, lift some weights occasionally, and eat the most natural and unprocessed foods you can find. But yet the surprising truth is, most people are actually spending most of their time, more than 40 hours per week, pursuing the wealth rather than the health. Then the wealth is often invested in unhealthy activities like sedentary sightseeing vacations, eating 2,000-calorie restaurant meals, and gas-powered recreational pastimes like motorboating and ATV riding. I won't get into the issue of the nation's increasing waistline because I don't know enough about all of the complicated social and industrial factors causing it to comment. But I do know one thing. You have a chance to be super healthy, and if you're not already a permanently grinning, well-muscled ball of energy, then I suggest you should consider becoming one. The reason is because it will make you happier, just like becoming rich and achieving an early retirement through frugality will make you happier. It's time to raise our standards for ourselves. I don't look like Vin Diesel right now, but I'm going to. I'm no longer going to settle for being moderately fit. I want to be at maximum health. Are you ready for my inspirational bombshell? Google a picture of a 74-year-old woman named Ernestine Shepherd. She is currently the world's oldest female bodybuilder. I was already an optimist when it comes to old age, because I am often passed by gray-haired old men when I'm trying my best to speed along on a country road at 40 kilometers per hour on my road bike. But this lady raises my standards way higher than they've ever been. Just seeing the picture made me realize that I totally suck so far, and I must do much better from now on. If you're already at maximum health, then good for you. If you're not, what's holding you back? For me, it has been a case of excusitis. I've been telling myself that because I'm already better off than most people, that's good enough. But that's a tricky game to play. If you're not taking the best possible care of your health, who do you think you are fooling? I'm getting older. It is absolutely unacceptable for me to become one of those self-disabled people. Think a person who loses their health and mobility through decades of a sedentary lifestyle. If I ever have a serious health problem in later years and I haven't maintained maximum health, it will be my own fault. So from this day on, it's maximum for me, and you too. There are lots of good books in the library about how to get healthy, but if you just want the Mustachian summary of the most important secret steps, here it is. 1. Never eat any form of white bread, soda, candy, cake, cookies, fast food, donuts, or other fakey pants food at home or at restaurants. You can still have it at parties. I'm always amazed to see people eating these things because, once again, who do they think they are fooling? It's not food. Your body hates that stuff. You can still get the indulgence of yummy but awful food occasionally when you're at a friend's house, but to actually buy it as part of your grocery trip, that's just self-destructive. Just this one step would cure 50% of the nation's health problems. 2. Eat lots of healthy proteins and fats. Your new snack around the house is almonds and walnuts, bananas with all-natural peanut butter, apples, mangoes, cheese, eggs, beans of all sorts, delicious slabs of fish, chicken, rice, all the olive oil you want, lots of spices, whey protein powder mixed with milk, burritos, cilantro, salads with rich, natural, oily dressing, stuff like that. You're not on a low-fat diet. You're just on a low-processing diet. Your appetite will adjust to take in the right number of calories instead of too many as soon as you drop refined flour and sugar from the diet. 3. Obey the Mustachian commandments on alcohol consumption. Alcohol is fun. I drink it regularly, but I know it is toxic. You're drinking from a bottle with a skull and crossbones on it, so respect the poison and realize it is draining a tiny bit of your health directly with every sip. And 4. Always accept exercise when it stares you in the face. For example, there are only 2 valid reasons for a person with functioning legs to ever use an elevator or escalator. 1. You're moving a trolley or heavy equipment or construction materials between levels of the building. And 2. You are an Olympic athlete who has just finished training so hard that it would be detrimental to your competitive performance to climb even one more flight of stairs. For the rest of us, stairs are a gift from the fitness gods, so thou shalt run up them whenever thou findest them. Even if your office or hotel room is on the 15th floor, I did a test on a recent vacation, 15 floors takes only about 90 seconds at a moderate stair climbing pace, even in my current non-Vin Diesel condition. Even if you're carrying a suitcase at the airport, come on, don't be a big sissy. 5. Never use a car when a bike or your feet will suffice. Every trip under 5 miles on a day with reasonable weather must be done by foot or bike. Yes, even to the grocery store or taking your small child to school, use a bike trailer. In addition, if you work less than 10 miles from home, you must bike to work at least twice a week, whenever it is above freezing and not raining or snowing. Following these steps will get you to good health. To get maximum health, you need to add weights 3 times a week for as little as 18 minutes per session, which would be 3 to 4 sets of 3 varied heavy exercises with no rest between them. If you like running or swimming or other sports, add in some of that too. Good for you. Now that you've heard it all in one post like that, it's a pretty easy way to add 60 years of healthy, energetic, good times to your life and millions of dollars in income and saved expenditures, don't you think? So how will you achieve maximum health from this point onwards? You just listened to the post titled Weekend Edition, Health Equals Wealth by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So obviously, Mr. Money Mustache agreed that he's not a health expert, so I'll just make a couple of slight modifications to some of his advice. So he was talking about alcohol consumption. What we know from a lot of data, lots and lots of good studies, is that moderate alcohol consumption can actually decrease the risk for certain diseases, mostly cardiovascular type diseases. So stroke, heart attack, heart failure, those kinds of things. So what does moderate alcohol consumption actually mean? For men, it means no more than 2 drinks per day. For women, it's a little less, no more than 1 drink per day. And a drink, well, how do we define that? Typically, 1 drink is about 1 can or 12 ounces of beer, or it could be 6 ounces of wine, or about a shot, 1.5 ounces of hard liquor like whiskey or gin. So each of those that I just mentioned, 1 beer, 1 glass of wine, 1 shot, each of those would count as 1 drink. So if you had all 3, that would count as 3 drinks. And that would put all adults over the limit for what's considered a moderate consumption. So what happens when you consume more than that on average? What you find is for ladies, an increased risk of breast cancer. So if ladies consume more than 1 drink per day, it increases the risk for breast cancer pretty substantially. For guys, it's colon cancer more than anything else. And again, guys, to raise the risk for colon cancer, we're talking about more than 2 drinks per day. And when it comes to processed foods, you don't need to completely stay away. Remember, I'm kind of a French fries, pizza, donut guy. I don't do it all the time, but I like those foods. And if I had to stay away from them for the rest of my life, it's just gonna make me want them more. So I would say instead of completely staying away, it might be more reasonable to say, well, I'll just have those occasionally. And then when you do have them occasionally, be sure you have a stopping point. Be sure you have just 1, for example, and put the rest away. And finally, we don't have to walk or ride our bike to work every day, or even 3 times a week. I know time is a big factor, but what the author was trying to say, which I agree with, is try and get up and move around more whenever you can. If it's parking further away in the parking lot from the grocery store, that counts. As he mentioned, if you take the stairs instead of the elevator as often as possible, that counts as well. If instead of sending an email or picking up the phone at work, you walk to the other person's office to talk to them, that counts too. Doing these little things can add up. And what I love about them is they're fairly simple and they don't really require a whole lot of extra time when you think of it this way. And so that makes it more likely to happen, hopefully. All right, that'll do it for the Sunday episode. And again, have a great rest of your weekend and a wonderful holiday weekend if you're in the States. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Labor Day where your optimal life awaits.